Blog Talk Radio.
Every day that you're free, nigga, you're richer than you ever been.
Every day. What's up, y'all? Blog Talk Radio, 49 Bay.
The richest that I ever been, bitch. The richest that I ever been. Richest than I ever been. The richest that I ever been. The richest that I ever been. Richest that I ever been. The richest that I ever been. Trying to get a bigger bin, richer than I ever been. The richest that I ever been. The richest that I ever been. Running through the city, I perform like Jackie Gleason. Bitches running up, they say, Rose, I'm bad to meet you. Money was the object, broke the kilo down the beach. Running through the mall, I got my niggas on the streets. Then we started balling, trying to get them all to see them. Then we got G-Wagons, just to sit them on the Adidas. Flooded all the paddocks, and it came with all the features. Bitches never mattered, trying to run up all the pieces. Money, only time for me, I ever be at peace. I'ma fill a mansion, sit it on Virginia Keys. I'm the only one who did the biggest masterpiece. Talking nine, weapon on these niggas' feet. Richer than I ever been. The richest that I ever been. The richest that I ever been. Richer than I ever been. The richest that I ever been. The richest that I ever been. Gotta get a bigger bin. The richest that I ever been. Richer than I ever been. Richest that I ever been. The richest that I ever been. The richest that I ever been.
Okay, y'all. Okay, y'all. The Morning Drip, Blog Talk Radio, Suleiman Bey. What's going down out there? Assalamu alaikum. Peace and love to you. Shalom. Peace be unto you. If you was following Jesus and Christianity, man, if you look after the resurrection, you know, I'm going to get straight into it, man. I know y'all out there want to hear all kinds of different things. What's up to the guys, to the family, to the Moors in Alabama? I know y'all tuned in and listening. I'm going to get right to it. We're going to do it and chop it up. So, y'all wish you would come in. That's what we're gonna talk about. This whole setup over here is about us. All right, that's what we need to understand. The whole setup is about us. Now, I'll just give y'all about the resurrection. When Jesus rose from the resurrection, you know what the first thing he said to the people? You know, it's the first words that he said to the people. He said it to them multiple times. They show you three instances where he popped up, and the first thing he said was peace be unto you. Now, if you understand, see, they've been told us that we done been in the church all these years, and we've been shaking them fans and looking up on the wall, seeing this blonde hair, blue-eyed person. You dig what I'm saying? So that's what we've been believing in and going on. When he said, peace be unto you, what language did he speak? See, since you think he was pale skin, you think that he spoke English, you think he just walked up and said, peace be unto you. What language did he speak? See, he spoke Aramaic, which is sister and to Arabic. Now, so he said either shalom aleikum, assalamu alaikum, but it was something to that effect. So why, when I say that to you, you look at me like I'm a stranger? Because guess what? Everything that you and I've been taught has been taught by our open enemy. That's right, open enemy. Man, the Quran tell you that, your open enemy. Yeah, well, you think a snake gonna make you walk somewhere? Does a snake go talk to you and charm you? No, that's what we got to get into. We got to get into understanding that everything we've been taught needs to be rethunked. Yeah, you need to go in and teach your own self something now, because evidently what's been given to us is no good. And that's how we're dealing with this, these psychological changes of slavery. Hell, all of us went to the school. Hell, you trying to force your kids to go to the school. What did you get out of school? What did you get out of school? What did your mammy get out of school? What did her mammy get out of school? What do y'all have all together that all y'all went to school? That's right, nothing. You're still in the same position. You're still in the same place in your mind, body, and soul. So, and still calling on Jesus, waiting on the sweet by and by. While in the meantime, the people are pillaging your land and the earth, living on top of the earth. Hell, have you seen anybody in your family come back? Well, shit, you need to live it up now and enjoy the fruits and be fruitful and multiply. That's what the word tell you, to be fruitful and multiply. Man, you on the Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drift with Suleiman Bey. Hey, listen, man, y'all got to tap into us at the website at LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Got a lot of do-it-yourself information and on there. The lovely Miss Tay Baby putting stuff down on there for you guys in that form. And you can check out information that will help you function in dealing with credit and business formation and stuff like that. Also, you can hit us up at supernaturalgalleries.com for your NFT, for your token. We got an S-Gala token, and we got the Supercoin. And that S-Gala token right now is on in the private, and we plan to go public on that in a few months. So, you know, pre-IPO, man, that's how the Europeans eat, man. They go pre-IPO, man. They buy stuff in the invention stage, and then they don't got nothing but to do but come up. Yeah, they ain't got nothing to do but come up and go out there and push it. So all the listeners out there, if you go to LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com and you put in your information, then I will send you we'll tell you what wallet to go get out there, and we'll send you some free coins to go into your wallet. And then when it do go public, you will be a benefactor of that because you already have a wallet full. It's free. You can't lose, man. So, I mean, I'm just giving that to you. In the meantime, you could go to supernaturalgalleries.com to check it out for yourself. But I'm going to give you some on the strength from right here from Suleiman Bey on Blog Talk Radio. Also, don't forget to check us out. Miss Tay Bey got a feminine hygiene line. For the guys who are out there listening, I know, you know, everybody can't afford a new car. Sometimes you got to have old models, man. So, you know, sometimes I know you got to check the fluid sometime. You know, everything, you know, it might not be tightened up like you want it all the time, man, but they got some tightening gel in there, man. And I bear witness, man. Yes, sir. I bear witness about that tightening gel, man. It's going to do the trick for you, man. So hit that, go to queenkitty.net. That's queen, K-I-T-T-Y.net, and queenkitty at Instagram for that. So also, hit our website up, man. It takes finance to uplift the nation, man. It takes everything that I bring to you, everything that I give to you is based off study and research. It costs to get books and information. You can't just go out there and think somebody's going to hand something to you. Man, you got to pay for a lot of information, man, to get to a place where you can give information back to people. It's a lot of time and studies, and everybody don't just – everything is not free for you to get. You can find a lot of stuff free just studying and searching, you know, but some things you have to pay for. It's like a college degree. If you want to learn something, it's out there. You can buy the material for it and teach yourself and groom yourself to be that. So it's just that simple. So go to health.info. With the health, you got to put the dash between each word. So it'll be H-E-A-L-T-H.info. Health.info. And that's for donations or whatever it is, man, or our nonprofit. And we got a nonprofit chapter in California and in Texas. And we do got trucks and we do move in a groove. And we do hit a hood near you and drop it off. Believe that. Walmart ain't doing that. None of them other places that you're going to spend your money with ain't doing that. They ain't giving you no free coins. No business. None of the crypto people is giving you free coins so you could network with them and DNA network. None of them. But we is. So support what they call the black businesses. We Moors, man. So support us, man. You know, support us. And you, in the meantime, you help yourself become more knowledgeable and we gain together and grow together. So that's what this broadcast is about. This broadcast is about pooling our resources, about networking, about building business models based on keeping our dollars with ourselves in our community. As soon as we get our dollar, we go spend it with somebody else. You go spend it with another. We consumers. As soon as we get some money, we go spend it with somebody else. It don't stay with us at all. So if it don't stay with us, then it can't benefit us. That's just common sense. If your money don't stay with you, it don't benefit you. Look in the hood. Everybody, you run around in the hood, in most hoods, everybody not together. People doing their own thing. Yeah, it's people doing their own thing. Instead of everybody putting their money in, instead of no matter how much money you got, everybody put your money in and send it, and everybody got it just the same, and everybody eat. You feel me? You just grow, and bubble and get it. But people don't think like that. You feel me? It's the crabs in the barrel. We want to keep each other down. So that's what we got to get over, man. And that brings me to the Willie Lynch. Listen, I recommend this literature for y'all right here, man. This literature is called the Willie Lynch Letter, The Making of a Slave. Go check that out. Go read that. Download that. Peep it out and really read it. And really read it and come to a conclusion in yourself. So you got to start with self. The first thing is is admitting. You feel me? And you go look at this and see. You're like, man, look at this. This is the truth. This is how we are. This is how we've been made. We've been made in the image and likeness of somebody. That's what a Negro is. We've been made in the image and likeness of somebody. And by the way, our ancestors were slaughtered. It's disrespectful for you not to know who you are and to claim a piece of this earth was already yours. Everybody got a piece of earth to their own. The Europeans have theirs. This is in Europe. They a long way from home. Come on, y'all. You feel me? We the only people without a nationality on top of this planet, and we homeless. Where is our home? It got to be right here because everybody else's places is took and spoken for. This got to be our natural home. Man, y'all better wake up. Common sense is right here. Why you think they try to keep us down, but in the same time use the image that they created for us to sell and market to the world and then pay us for it that it's our own riches that they paying us with? Whew. Richer than I ever been. Man, Rick Ross and NBC, y'all just be listening to music. Y'all, he been telling me for years about color money and all that. They trying to put liens on everything I own. Yeah. Man, y'all better listen. Y'all better listen, man. Jay-Z been talking to you for years. Y'all better listen and wake up and realize who you is. We kings and queens, we are home. You feel me? You got to study, though. You feel me? I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. You feel me? I could lead you to the water. And by the way, open up y'all Bible sometime. That was just given to y'all. Everybody saying, oh, I'm Jesus this, Jesus that, and believe in the Bible. Quit faking. Because for real, religion don't mean nothing to nobody around here. Everybody's filthy and dirty and doing wrong. So quit faking. Ain't nobody living by your books. Yeah, people ain't living by them books. Remember, you are the temple. You are the God. You got to clean up from within yourself and go from within yourself. Our foremothers and fathers gave religion to the wayward people who failed. We gave that to them for a way for them to come back up into the realization. So that's what you got to do. Once you come into the realization, you'll get away from all that. Don't you see the religion is divisive? Don't you see that? May Christian hate Jew, Jew hate Muslim. That's divisive. Man, what kind of God, what kind of love is that? Man, get out of here. So, yeah, I'm not religious. My grandma almost had a heart attack when she asked me that. She gasped. Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do religion. I'm a spiritualist. I get it from everywhere. The universe is in my network. You feel me? You on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Man, I hope all is well out there with y'all, man. I want to thank all the ones who tapping in from the different forums and stuff. We do have a call session, and the call session, I do that in the last 15 minutes of the show. So this is the hour show today. I get to that, you feel me? But I see y'all, and I'm glad that y'all here on the board. But, yeah, get that making of a slave, man. That making of a slave is real deep. And they show you how they, like, for instance, let's give a piece of it. It says, I have a foolproof method for controlling your black slaves. I guarantee every one of you that, if installed correctly, it will control the slaves for at least 300 years. My method is simple. Any member of your family or your overseer can use it. I have outlined a number of differences among the slaves. And I take these differences and make them bigger. I use fear, distrust, and envy for control purposes. So, you know, he going to go into that. So he said, these methods have worked on my modest plantation in the West Indies, and it will work throughout the South. Take this simple little list of differences and think about them. On top of the list is age, but it's there only because it starts with an A. The second is color or shade. There is intelligence, size, sex, sizes of plantations, status on plantations, attitude of owners, whether the slaves live in the valley, on a hill, east, west, north, south, have fine hair, coarse hair, or is tall or short. Now that you have a list of differences, I shall give you an outline of action. But before that, I shall assure you that distrust is stronger than trust and envy stronger than adulation, respect or admiration. The black slaves, after receiving this indoctrination, shall carry on and will become self-refueling and self-generating for hundreds of years, maybe thousands. Don't forget, you must pitch the old black male versus the young black male, and the young black male against the old black male. You must use the dark-skinned slaves versus the light-skinned slaves, and the light-skinned slaves versus the dark-skinned slaves. You must use the female versus the male, and the male versus the female. You must also have white servants and overseers who distrust all blacks. But it is necessary that your slaves trust and depend on us. They must love, respect, and trust only us. Gentlemen, these kits are your keys to control. Use them. Have your wives and children use them. Never miss an opportunity. If used intensely for 1 year, the slaves themselves will remain perpetually distrustful. Thank you, gentlemen. That's just part of it. But they go on and show you the different methods, how they use with horses, how they use with different kind of breeding methods that they use with animals. Listen, do y'all know the science of breeding? I know all y'all mess with dogs. Okay, you don't mess with mutts. Do you mess with a cur, man? You kick a cur to the curb, don't you? You throw rocks at a cur. Curves all digging in the garbage, shit eaters, right? You don't mess with curs, right? Same science with breeding with horses. They don't just breed any horse. It's a pedigree. It's a bloodline. Oh, but see, we just out here having sex. We just out here grooving, shaking our lower little limbs, our little lower self, and we just go into a woman and have sex. We don't even check her pedigree. We don't even check her bloodline to see if she royal enough for you to go into, to sow your royal oats into. Huh? That's how far we didn't fail. But see, that's a whole nother story, but that's a part of the slave syndrome, because our ancestors didn't get a chance to do that while they was crushing us over here. You see, when they crushing you over here, all they did was took the right kind of Negro male, the big strong male who was weak as hell in the mind, and they took the woman who they wanted, who they had already controlled and had her controlled to do master's bidding, and they breeded them. That's it. That's how they made them have sex. They made them breed, and shit, when they think they had a family, you think they was in the house cooking, baking, and chilling? Shit, she was one place. She probably was on another plantation. Shit, they didn't get to see the children. They took the children out from them as soon as they come out and put them in the hands of a mammy who been beat, whipped all her life, who go sing the old Christian Negro hymns to them and keep them on down. See, they put the strong male. They teach you in that in the Willie Lynch letter. They whoop the big strong man. See what that do to your woman when they put all the rest of the slaves around and put your woman there with your child there, and you this big strong Negro. You could whoop master with your hands. Come on, man, hands. Man, you'll put the pat pitter pats on him. You feel me? But you, that ain't what the game he gonna play. You feel me? So when he come, he go take her, he go take him, he go put tar and feather him, they put him on one horse, they put his leg on the other horse, and then they set him on fire, and then they slap the horse's ass, and pow, and split him right in front of everybody. And what that do to the psyche of that woman? Shit, it ain't nothing you could do, John Henry. They just go kill your dad as soon as you go try to buck on master because he called your girl in the house and want to take her down, want to taste some of her goods. What the hell is you going to do? Shit, the only thing you could teach her to do is when she go in there to bring back some goddamn chicken and some ingredients and shit so we can eat better in here. That's the only thing you could do because he going to have at her. See? So that's the breeding that comes in. And then they took away the odors. Another thing, on your ancestral estate here in the Northern Hemisphere, this is your ancestral estate, whether you believe it or not. You don't have to believe it. I'm at home. You feel me? On your ancestral estate in this hemisphere over here, they was breaking us before they made us. See, you had to break a slave before you could make a slave. They're slave breakers and they're slaves. That's why they got slave masters, too, slave makers and slave masters. So the breakers was the one that they was doing the physical torturing to get us to submit. And then you had to kill a lot of old people in front of younger people to put the fear of them in them. So old generations was killed off. There wasn't no teachers allowed to be able to come down. Then they was going to leave you around and you were rebellious? No, they was killing off elders and only allowing children to be left. So the indoctrination begins. So, yes, that's what we got to understand, man. It's a falsehood. It's a falsity. Gee, you're looking for Jesus. You're looking for Yahushua. He's been back to these shores. Yeah, Yahushua come again. His name is Noble Joe Ali. I bear witness to that. Broke the Roman seal. How else you know that you are not a Negro, black, or a colored? Man, who else telling you that? Hell, if you look at Martin Luther King, he had the spirit of Yahushua. Man, he stood up on the mountaintop in front of the world. Look how many people followed him. And look how many people were behind his back. Man, you can't do that. You can't get out there and walk and do that. But the spirit is in you. That goes to show you. But you got to believe and you got to know it. That's why Jesus told them that. If you believe in me and the words that I do and he just sent me, then you could do these things and greater. Wow. Well, shit, he said you could do greater than what he did. Man, y'all better stop calling on his name and do your work. That's what picking up your cross is about, doing your work. Calling on Jesus. Man, who you calling on? Man, who you calling on? Man, it's in yourself. Man, did you see that he was praying? This person was praying. This person was getting down on the knees to the Father. Well, shit, we got one Father, our Father. That's what he said, our Father who art in heaven. Shit, not his Father. And another thing, how can you be an example for somebody if you don't come from where I come from and what I go through? Man, I can't be no example from y'all if I don't go through for what you go through. Only way I can be an example and tell you something is if I've been through it. So if he didn't come through a man and a woman, then he can't be an example for us anyway. Because, man, only part you got is the woman part. The man part is something you just can't feel, Jesus, that I got. You feel me? That's why you was able to withstand everything. That's what they want you to believe. Man, but I bear witness, man. Yusuf, yeah, he was the son of Yusuf, man. Yeah, Joseph, man. That was his father, man. That's why Joseph's blood lineage is in the Bible. Why else would it be in there? See, we don't think. Why Joseph's whole blood lineage is in the Bible? Why his pedigree is in there and Mary's in there? Oh, okay. Yeah, so that was his father and his mother. That's what come to show you the example. That's why he could be the example, because he came through a woman and a man just like you. But why he was the perfect word, and the word was spoken to the Immaculate Conception was because it was spoken to him. It was a gift to the parents. You feel me? Because of the immaculacy of their mind. Yeah, you think just any old kind of woman and man just go get blessed with a child like that? Oh, she just was anybody in the world. Huh? Oh, just get blessed as a Messiah. No, she had to be on point. She had to be obedient. She had to be, you feel me? She had to be in tune with the universe to get blessed. That's how you get blessed. You be in tune with the universe. You work in accord. You don't be in disharmony. You feel me? So that's why we have so much chaos and dis-ease, what they call disease, because we're not in accord. You feel me? So they never taught us that. So the Moors, that's what we do. We navigate, man. We use the universe to solar stars. That's why the planets. That's why they call it astrology, astronomy, all that stuff. That's what we use. That's how we circumnavigated the globe and paved the way for everybody to come in, for civilization to come in. If you don't believe that, go study history, because it's only two world orders that's been in effect on this planet, and that's the Moorish Empire and the European Empire. Who do you serve? Who are you a part of? Did you know that? Okay, so if anything was overthrown, it was our dominion that was overthrown. But know that you are at home. And that's the studying that you brothers and sisters need to do out there. You need to do your studying, your due diligence, and study, and know that this is your ancestral estate. Why you think COVID going on right now? Oh, the plague is here, huh? But it just so happens that it affects the blacks the most. Well, we do for a lot of whooping. Hey, when you follow after another God and you follow after other people and their ways, hey, you're going to get to the plague that they get. That's why in Revelation they tell you, come out of her or partake of her sins. Yeah, they tell you about the whore that sit on many waters that they prostituted with all the nations. All the nations have been defiled by her filth. Man, y'all just sit there and read this stuff and don't even know. Why? Because Master didn't interpret it for you. See, we never use the spirit of discernment that's in yourself. You feel me? You are the God. You feel me? The God is in you. Who you think Yahushua went and prayed to? And who was talking to him up on that mount? Oh, it was some devil. It was somebody outside of himself saying, oh, I'm going to give you all this. You bow down to me. I give you all these kingdoms of the world. Well, hell, if I'm God or the son of God, could we call ourselves gods? Shit, if I'm God or the son of God, you can't give me nothing. It's all mine by inheritance. So who was he talking to? I mean, he was having a discussion with himself. That's why he was up on the mount fasting and praying, because all of us got a lower self and a higher self. That's how you know he was the same as you. That's why he had to fight off the same thing you would fight off. Oh, and by the way, you think the women wasn't chasing him down? Oh, you think you so slick and hick and talking? Man, he had the powerful people squirming and they seats running, trying to gun him down. You think they wasn't on his jock? Yeah, you see the women was around him everywhere he went. Mary Magdalene and them chasing him down. Mary Magdalene was an ex-whore. Yeah, she was chasing him down. She know that was the realest man she had ever seen. She had already seen the old slick dudes who was getting it for her money and all the bullshit, trying to get her to go work for food. She ran across a dude who was trying to clean her up and talk some real stuff. She was everywhere he went, she was there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Mary and Martha and them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all better get it together, man. So, yeah, Miss Ruth in the Bible, there is a chapter by the name of Ruth. Go study who Ruth is. Go study her relation to Jesus, to Yahushua. Go study her relation, and then you will see, because she was a Moabitess from the land of Moab. Oh, but you don't want to be a Moor. You don't want to be a Moor, huh? Do you know what the Moor's dominion is? Do you know that you're in the United States of Morocco? Oh, okay. They just call it something else now. So go back and study that. Study what I say to you. Go back and pull it up. Pull it up in the files. Go to the Library of Congress. Get you an account. Start pulling up documents. They got stuff that's documented. It's a paper trail that everything has been done. And, by the way, when you're getting pulled over by the policy enforcers, because that's what they are, they're policy enforcers, and because you got a state license in your pocket, right? Your license got whatever state is on it. So you have agreed to the terms of the commercial code of the Department of Motor Vehicles. Yeah, that's a commercial driving spot. So that means you got a license to be in commerce. That means you need to be doing Uber, pushing some pizzas, truck driving or something like that. Man, if you're just going to and fro handling your business in the private, man, that don't got nothing to do with you. But you have agreed to a contract, the adhesion contract that you don't know nothing about. It wasn't even in full disclosure. Did you know it was commercial? Did you know that they're taking fees for commercial things? So when you don't have on your seatbelt, when you don't put on your blinker, when you drive too fast, all those are victimless crimes. Where's the victim? You got the right to a facial accuser. Who gonna point at you for speeding? Who you harmed? You got to have somebody, got to be an injured person. You got the right to a facial accuser. Who did you harm? The state? The state is a corporation on paper. You a flesh and blood human being. You see how far we've been belittled, demised. You see how far we've been took down. So that's why I keep saying, if you a 14th Amendment citizen, if you a 14th Amendment citizen and you call yourself a U.S. citizen, then you are an artificial person. Then all these codes and statutes apply to you. Yeah, then you're a federal employee. By definition, they want you to pay taxes and all that type of stuff. Stuff you need to come out of. So if you study, go study McGirt versus Oklahoma. McGirt versus Oklahoma. The state of Oklahoma, had to get everything overturned, and they made it not retroactive. But here's the catch to that. What applies to one aboriginal applies to all. So Oklahoma was set aside for the five civilized tribes, they call this, recognized tribes, okay? Oklahoma's where they moved us west of the Mississippi. They took our land east of the Mississippi, our Moorish Dominion, which is the 13 Confederate states, okay? They took that and moved us over and pushed us on to the west, our west of our dominion, see, and gave us our own inheritance to be over there. So they said that all the state cases, all the state revenue that they'd be getting for the Major Crimes Act is illegal for natives, for aboriginals, is illegal. And that the land, Congress never said for the land and nothing to be governed that way. See, Congress got to implement this. Remember now, Congress is the new slave owners. Congress is the ones that makes the legislation to pass the bills. Remember, slavery and involuntary servitude was abolished except for the punishment of crime. That was the 13th Amendment, 1865. You see me? That's what they call everybody come off free the slaves. No, that ended the institution of slavery. So all the slave names and codes and everything which was called was going out the door. You should never be called nigger again. You should have never been hearing that word no more. Negro, black, colored, Afro-American, African-American. How you keep changing? Man, I keep saying it, man. How you keep changing? The German Shepherd is the German Shepherd no matter where it's born. You ain't never called a German Shepherd a Mississippi Shepherd. You ain't never called him an Alabama Shepherd. You know that. So how can you keep changing? How come your name keeps changing? How come, more importantly, how come you keep believing it? See, that's how far we've been whooped over the head. That's how far they know that they had did the trick on us. So it's important to get that Willie Lynch letter, The Making of a Slave, and read that. And if you bear witness to the truth, you will see it in yourself. You will be like, man. Man, this is peak, man. You got to bear witness. And when you start admitting in yourself, this is me. This is how I am. Man, then you go see this is us and this is what's going on. Now, the other one I wanted to give you is important to understand why it's important not to be black. This is from the State Records of South Carolina. This is the Journals of the House of Representatives. And listen to the date of this, 1789 through 1790. Michael E. Stevens, editor, Christian N. Allen. This was manufactured in the United States of America by the South Carolina Department of Archives and History by the University of South Carolina. Okay. A petition was presented to the House from sundry free Moors, subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, listen, and residents in this state, praying that in case that they should commit any fault amendable to be brought to justice, that they, as subjects to a prince in alliance with the United States of America, may be tried under the same laws as citizens of this state would be liable to be tried, and not under the Negro Act, which was received and read. Now, this 1789, this is what they petitioned in the court for. It goes on to say, the humble petition of Francis, Daniel, Hammond, and Samuel, it's pronounced, we would read it Daniel and Samuel, but it's really the humble petition of Francis, Daniel, Hammond, and Samuel, Freemores, in behalf of themselves and their wives, Fatima, Flora, Sarah, and Clorinda, humbly showeth that your petitioners, some years past, had the misfortune, while fighting in the defense of their country, to be captured with their wives and made prisoners of war by one of the kings of Africa, that a certain Captain Clark had them delivered to him on a promise that they should be redeemed by the Emperor of Moroccan ambassador then residing in England in order to have them returned to their own country, instead of which he brought them to this state and sold them for slaves. Since that period, they have, by the greatest industry they was working, been enabled to purchase their freedom from their respective masters. And now prayeth your honorable house that as freeborn subjects of a prince now in alliance with these United States, that they may not be considered as subject to a law of this state now in force called the Negro Law. That's what I bear witness when I drive. But if they should unfortunately be guilty of any crime or misdemeanor against the laws of the land, that they may have a just trial by a lawful jury. And your petitioners, as in duty bound, will ever pray, one, ordered that it be referred to a committee. The following gentlemen were accordingly appointed, Mr. Justice Grimke, General Pinckney, and Mr. Edward Rutledge. Mr. Edward Rutledge reported from the committee to whom was referred the petition of the Free Moors, which he read in his place and afterwards delivered it at the clerk's table, where it was again read for information, ordered that it be taken into immediate consideration, which being read through was agreed to and is as follows, viz. Report, considered the same and are of opinion that no law of this state can in its construction or operation apply to them, and that persons who were subjects of the Emperor of Morocco, being free in this state, are not triable by the law for the better ordering and governing of Negroes and other slaves. Resolve that this house do agree with the report. Now, that's 1789. Your folks was getting at these people, at the legislators in their respective states, letting them know, man, I'm not a black. Man, the Europeans that know me and I do business with me, they know that I'm not black, and they know I'm not black, and they do business with me and appreciate the conversations that we have. Yeah, but it's important, brothers, to understand that. That's why Jesus came again. Y'all looking for him, y'all sure came again. His name is Nohubo Drew Ali, and he said you are not Negroes, blacks, or colored. He told you that, or Ethiopians. He told you that. He told us that. So you got to understand that. Go back and study the prophet and go see his lifestyle, go see what he brought, and you go see that we at home. That's right. We at home in our own dominion, and this is Morocco, bro. You in Al Morocco. Go look up that name. This is Al Morocco. We the Al Moroccans. That's what it means, the Americas. That's what Al Morocco means, the Americas. So we Al Moroccans, man. North, Central, South, and the adjoining islands. Those are brothers and sisters, bro. That's why they look just like us. The deeper you go into Mexico, the deeper you go into Central Southern America, man, Cuba, yeah, when you go to San Domingo, Dominican Republic, Haiti, they all look like us, bro. Come on, bro, spoil, bro, the divide and conquer, bro, the spoils of war, bro. That's why we talk different languages. But we all divided. We all hate. The Cuban think he different from the Mexican. The Puerto Rican think he different from the Mexican. But we all the same, bro. We the booty of war. You feel me? And by the way, that word booty, that comes to spoils of war. They come from the spoils of war. They get the booty. You feel me? It's a prize in war and it's a booty. You feel me here? They get the booty. So that's what they talk about. That's how they got our women captured and they using us, bro. That's the first civilizers of our nation. is the woman. How you gonna treat her like a bitch, a hoe, and what you think you gonna, and she treating you like some old nigga and a dog and shit. That's what is in her mind, and that's what's in your mind, and that's how y'all procreate and have sex. That's all y'all in your mind. Oh, slap it, be down just like dogs and animals. What you think you gonna recreate? You, man, shit, bear witness. Look what we reproducing. Look what we reproducing as a whole. You feel me? Because that's how you, what you came into it as. So you got to impregnate a woman's mind first before you can impregnate her body. Hell, we just going into a woman, oops, and now she's pregnant. And now you got to deal with the mind and the body. Man, you got to impregnate a person's mind and see if y'all that one first. Hell, y'all got to build on that. Shit, you got to hold that to yourself. There's plenty of women you could go out there and relieve yourself on. You could just pay somebody out there if you want to relieve yourself on. But when you want to come into a match and build in the family, shit, you got to make sure it's the person that you want. You got to make sure that y'all in accord. Shit, you got to humble yourself and submit to that lower self. And if you done did plenty of time, hell, you ain't had no woman. Shit, you better go squidward. Yeah, or hold yourself in and be in control and control your mind, control the ethers around you. So that's what this is about. Reproducing. So when you pregnate her mind, when your mind and her mind is one, you want her mind to be as one with yours or greater, so she could reproduce. She will be the first one to teach your seed. She's teaching the seed while it's inside. Well, all you do, you shoot the seed to her, and then she's the computer programmer. Man, she take that DNA in there, analyze it, and shift it, and shape it, and mold it. Man, but you got to make whatever's in there. That's what's gonna go into there. That's the genetic coding. So if you got her all fucked up, and I'm going to say it like that, if you got her all fucked up and treating her all wrong, she's been used and abused and ain't healed yet, see, that's going in there, guys. That's going in there. It's going to be in the children. You got to look for it when it come out, and you got to put that cord on them. Yeah. You can't spare them. You got to put the cord on them when you see the stuff that's in them, that's of you and it's of her, that ain't no good. And you got to beat it out of them early. And I'm just saying it just like that right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's right, because if you don't, the world will beat it out of them one way or another. The laws will beat it out of them. Somebody in the system will beat it out of them. Somebody around them will beat it out of them some kind of way. You feel me? They're going to force them and enslave them to their motto, to their way. So that's what this is about. So listen, you're on Blog Talk Radio, the morning group with Suleiman Bey. Here, don't forget to tap into LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com for more information. And don't forget to go to queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net at queenkitty at Instagram. And don't forget to check us out at health.info. That's health-e-h-d-a-l-t-h.info. I got one more document before we open up the lines, because I want y'all to have this clarification before I spit this for y'all. I open up. Okay. This is called, now you could tap in what you want to. You could tap in black codes of 1724 in your phone. That's all you got to tap in. But I guarantee you, when you go to the core of it, it's going to say the Christian black codes of 1724. I'm going to just give it to you here raw and the truth, because I don't hold no punches and I don't give a damn. If you want the truth, come here. If you want to be phalloblasted and bamboozled and hoodwinked, go wherever else you've been going. Okay? The Christian black codes of 1724. Okay, documentation. Okay. The Christian black codes of 1724 were initiated during Reconstruction after the Civil War to control blacks after they were emancipated. Passed by southern states, instead of giving blacks the same rights as white people, the codes limited the blacks' freedom severely. They included that blacks had to be in service of white persons, that they could not have congregations together, can't be on the corner, that they could not speak out, and that they could not have weapons. Sound familiar? They also included that blacks could not go out without a white supervisor. Thus, blacks had to take on the religions and holidays and gods of their white superiors. These same black codes were said to have been made null and void with the ratification of the 13th Amendment in 1865. We just went over that. Although many southern states adopted black codes to keep former slaves from voting and imposed other restrictions. The 14th and 15th Amendments were to supposedly have eliminated these codes, but as you read them down below and study the law of the land in conjunction with religion and politics, you'll discover these codes have been modernized and they disguised, and many are still in effect. So listen to some of these codes, so you'll see what's going on. Article 1 decrees the expulsion of the Jews from the colony. Article 2 make it imperative on masters to impart religious instruction to their slaves. It's a must they impart religious instruction to their slaves. Article 3 permits the exercise of the Roman Catholic's creed only. Every other mode of worship is prohibited. You hear that? Okay. Yeah. The one that molested the babies, huh? That's the religion, huh, that we follow, huh? The dirty religion, huh, they gave to us, huh? Okay. Article 4. Negroes placed under the direction or supervision of any other person than a Catholic are liable to confiscation. And then people say, oh, I'm not Catholic. I'm Protestant. Man, y'all come. That's the mother church. You all pay tithes to the Pope in Rome. Don't you know that? When you pass around your tithes, do you know who that go to? You sanctioned by the church. See, the church of all churches. That's who sanctioned your enslavement. Y'all better get it together. Article 5, Sundays and holy days, but I'm going to tell it to you how they say it, holidays, are to be strictly observed. All Negroes found at work on these days are to be confiscated. Article 6, we forbid our white subjects of both sexes to marry with the blacks under penalty of being fined and subjected to some other arbitrary punishment. We forbid all curates, priests, or missionaries of our secular or regular clergy, and even our chaplains in our Navy to sanction such marriages. We also forbid all of our white subjects, and even the manumitted or freeborn blacks, to live in a state of concubinage with slaves. That woman can't get no welfare check with you in that house. Should there be any issue from this kind of intercourse, it is our will that the person so offended and the master of the slave should pay each a fine of 300 livres. Should said issue be the result of concubinage of the master and his slave, said master should not only pay the fine, but be deprived of the slave and of the children, who shall be adjudged to the hospital of the locality, and said slave shall be forever incapable of being set free. Look how they doing. They go to the hospital, huh? That's where the birth certificate and bonds go together. Oh, okay. But shall this illicit intercourse have existed between a free black and his slave when said slave, according to the forms described by the church, said slave shall become free and legitimate, and in such case there shall be no application of the penalties mentioned in the present article. Article 7. The ceremonies and forms prescribed by the Ordinance of Blois and by the Edict of 1691 for marriage shall be observed, both with regard to free persons and slaves. But the consent of the father and mother of the slave is not necessary. That of the master should be the only one required. So you got to go study the Ordinance of Blois, and the edict was given in 1691. So then you see the how it governs marriages for free persons and slaves. Okay? Article 8, we forbid all curates to process to effect marriages between slaves without the proof of the consent of their master. And we also forbid all masters to force their slaves into marriages against their wills. Article 9, children issued from the marriage of slaves shall follow the condition of their parents and shall belong to the master of the wife and not of the husband, if the husband and the wife have different masters. Article 10, if the husband be a slave and the wife a free woman, it is our will that their children, of whatever sex they be, shall share the condition of their mother and be as free as she, notwithstanding the servitude of their father. And if the father be free and the mother a slave, then the children shall be slaves. Article 11, masters shall have their Christian slaves buried in consecrated ground. Article 12, we forbid slaves to carry offensive weapons or heavy sticks, don't that sound familiar, under the penalty of being whipped and of having said weapons confiscated for the benefit of the person seizing the same, for their benefit. An exception is made in favor of those slaves who are hunting or are shooting for their masters and who carry with them a written permission to that effect or are being designated by some known mark or badge, like a police or some a bounty hunter for the law. Mm-hmm. They can have a weapon, but you can't. Don't that sound still familiar? Oh, it's not in effect. Oh, this is 1724 to keep you in a check so you couldn't bid Bob apart. Okay. Article 13, we forbid slaves belonging to different masters to gather in crowds, either by day or by night, under the pretext of a wedding or for any other cause, either at the dwelling or on the grounds of one or their masters or elsewhere. Don't that sound familiar? Unless on the highways or in secluded places, under the penalty of corporal punishment, which shall not be less than the whip. In case of frequent offenses of the kind, the offender shall be branded with the mark of the fleur de lys, and should there be aggravating circumstances, capital punishment may be applied at the discretions of the judges. We command all of our subjects, be they officials or not, to seize offenders, to arrest and conduct them to prison, although there should be not judgment against them. So without justice, yeah. So if you gathered, you know, if you gathered out there on that block, as you blacks, they're going to pull up on you. You know that. You drinking the smoke and whatever you got going, they're going to pull up on you and harass you and take somebody down or run some checks on somebody. And as soon as they pull up, we will be yes or master. And that's another thing. You see how we treat each other? Oh, Mr. Bossman? Oh, you going to say yes, sir, master? Yes, no, sir, master. But to each other, why you can't say yes, sir? No, sir. Treat your children to say yes, sir, no, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You feel me? But then at least when we get older, because we said that to our parents, then where does it go? Where does it go when we don't have respect for each other, but that you have an intercourse with in the day's time, that you can't have that genuine respect? But as soon as we see master, we just get so subtle, so humble and meek. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Want to hold the door and do everything for him. And we got that bad. That's inbred in us bad. And everything your brother say or your sister say, we can't believe it. Where did you get that information from? Who told you that, Mo? And then when you find out who told you, oh, that nigga told you. Oh, Farrakhan told you, this person. Man, the people trying to save your life. Man, the people are out here on the front line with you. The people going through the same thing you're going through. So if they got the remedy, it's best to pass it on. Hell, you get blessed in the world when you give freely of what you got. Man, you give back to people, it come back to you more bountiful and more bountiful ways. So, shit, you sort of thing like that. So that's what we got going on here today. I'm opening up the lines in approximately 3 minutes. So if people that are calling in, if you at work or something like that, I know a lot of times you can't pick up. I'll give you opportunity. You will know exactly when. And exactly 3 minutes, we're going to be pulling in, and I'm going to pull the lines open to get it, y'all. Oh, look at Article 15. Anybody been in prison before? Listen to this. Article 15. We forbid Negroes to sell any commodities, provisions, or produce of any kind without the written permission of their masters or without wearing their known marks or badges. And any persons purchasing anything from Negroes in violation of this article shall be sentenced to pay a fine of 1,500 livres. Articles 16, 17, 18, and 19 provide at length for the clothing of slaves and for their subsistence. When you're on the plantation, that is the prison industry, okay, because they say slavery is dead, but the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery says except for punishment of crime. So if all the prisons are populated by the majority of what? Negroes, blacks, and colors, then what? And it says, the 13th Amendment said neither slavery or involuntary servitude is allowed except for punishment of crime. So we just been put into a prison. So you know on the prison what they do. You got to go up to the clothesline and get your clothes, huh? Just like on the plantation. And they only give you a certain amount of clothes. You can't just go walk up there and keep going getting fresh unless you're paying somebody in laundry. You can't just go up to laundry and get fresh like that. No, you got a certain allotment of clothes for the whole year, for a whole 6 months, just like on the damn plantation on the farm. Yeah, and you out there working for free if you're in the state. And if you're in the Fed, you might get a little stipends just to make it look good. But you're working in Unicor and all them other places. They're making millions and millions of dollars. And you getting crumbs. You can't even file the taxes to get you some a tax return because your property. See? It all goes and shows once they take you into the prison. It shows that you're just property. So that's just how the movie Little Ted shows you. Go back and watch Ted, y'all. Little Ted running around shaking his wee-wee. That was a movie about us. It's the 14th Amendment citizens. And they're not just blacks, whites too. When they got that little box that you check when you go to get a job and you check what race are you and it's only white and black there. Damn, that's the whole world is only white and black. I know the Chinese don't call themselves white or black. Man, I know the Hindus don't call themselves white or black. Oh, but y'all playing the game. Y'all the only ones playing the game. When we press the box, white or black. They got one to say other, at least write in other. That's a fraud what they doing when they putting that on an application. Did y'all know that? And by the way, if you're working and you're paying taxes, you don't got to pay taxes. That was a voluntary agreement that you went in to pay taxes for, to take out your own check. And you can terminate that agreement at any time. They got forms for that. Yeah, you can fill that out and terminate and keep your taxes.
Okay, so we put the road to the Lizines, man. I see y'all, see Buddy on there. I'm going to get into some of the guys and see who we got in here. And with the caller 251-210-5684. You on live on Blog Talk Radio, Suleiman Bey.
Yeah. That's where Big is to be. What you gonna do?
251, you on there? 251-210 gone. All right. Next one I'm going to is 228-249-0508. Caller, you there? Call it 228-249. All right, next caller. Caller 251-206-9466. You live. Hello? You on the morning drip. Can you hear me? Okay, 251-295-9985. Peace, Mo. How you feeling?
Hey, man. I'm feeling good, Mo. How you feeling today, Mo? Bless
you. How you feeling?
It's good
to have
you here,
man.
Oh, you know I'm going
to
be here every time, man.
All right. I'm trying to get y'all some y'all can use, man.
Yeah,
I was trying to see if y'all had some questions, man. If y'all had some questions down there, I was trying to get some of the brothers. I linked one. I know they was on pause because they working and stuff, so they might have had it on pause for a while, but I was letting them know I was taking questions if they had anything to ask, too, right now. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mo. Hey, Mo.
Yeah.
You know we did this many days in that sale, man.
Man, that's how it started.
And you came home and did everything you say you were going to do.
And guess what that sale was? That sale wasn't really a sale. That sale was a sale in the mind. That's what it was.
Yeah.
We was encapsulated in our minds, bro. So and when you free your mind, no matter where you at, that's what you gonna bring out, whatever you put in your mind. That's
hey, yo,
just the reason. That's just the reason. Yeah.
You know how I used to have tears in my eyes, listening at you in the room. I'm sitting here listening at you now. Still, I'm in the free world, and it still makes tears come to my eyes, Mo.
Yes, sir, bro.
I know it's real.
It is, bro. Bro, it is, bro. Bro, our people suffering, bro. Pharaoh got our people, bro. We got to come out of it, bro. We got to know who we are and stand up, bro. We them boys, bro. We them kings and queens, bro. We the ATLNs, bro. Bro, we the lost Atlantis, bro. This is us. We them people, bro, that they keep telling you there's lost. Yeah, bro. This all this over here, bro. This the whole world overhaul, bro. We rich, bro. Bro, we rich. Bro, richer than I ever been. That's why Rick Ross talked that, bro. He said even Janarino know my race. Y'all don't know what he's talking about? Even Janarino know my race. You think he's talking about black? He ain't talking about black. Shit, it's time to stand up. Man, all our ancestors' blood and tears soaked up in this land, and then we got children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that go follow behind us. This what we want to leave them? This the legacy we want to leave them? We ain't even got a name. The little names we got don't mean nothing other than the hood. That ain't shit. We want to leave a global name, global legacy as an empire. We out being industrious, moving, making industry, creating produce and shea butter and natural products and feeding the rural, bringing enlightenment to the rural. Man, that's what Moors do. Man, that's what we do. We feed the rural, civilizers. Shit, that's what we do, bro. So that's what we've been lost. We've been lost in our minds, bro. We them guys, bro. But it's simple, bro. Get into your native. Go tap into your native. If you know anything about your native nationality, your tribe, get into that. That's important. That'll keep you from being criminalized. Stop allowing them to tax you. You know, so look at the tax form. Go look at the tax code, man. It's a W form. The form, the W-2 form you sign, they got a W-2 form, a W-4 form that you could use. I have to give you the exact example of what they is. You could use the forms to terminate the contract, man. Yeah, keep all them taxes, man. They don't got a tax due. So it's just things like that, man. We got to teach it. We got to teach our young children behind us, man, so they could come up and ball and boss. Like, I be seeing too many old people trying to fake feel it, what I call it, trying to be in that mode. No, you get in that mode by you just stay on the grind. You stay working. You be like that old grandpa you see when we was young. He had a truck, but the whole time he was getting it. He just stayed in the little truck with his overalls on, but the whole time he was into all kinds of stuff. He was just getting it, being industrious. He might have sold black pepper, all kinds of stuff. He was just getting it. He never tried to floss. He never tried to drive a nice car or nothing, but he had it. You know that he was on. He was loan sharking and everything. Yeah, that's how you got to be. But you got to be planting seeds in your youth, and you let them be innovative and ball. Have these trust babies and living off. That don't mean you can't live too, but you got to understand what your lane is. Your lane is to pave the way. You don't got time to play no more. You wasted all them years when we was young. If you 30 plus right now and you ain't did it, man, we wasted those years when you, man, you're supposed to be being industrious through them years, setting down your foundation for your career. Now you understand who you are and what you are and what you can do. Time to buckle down and put down a plan, a 3-year, a 5-year, a 10-year, a 20-year plan, and say, okay, boom, 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 and set up generational wealth. That's what this is about. Getting out of this mind to state that we black and all this. All they're doing is taxing us. Everything about being black is about taxation on top of this land for them. That's how they get taxes. They're a corporate. They get corporate taxes off of us being black. That's how they keep taxing you. Remember, we're the biggest billionaires, $1 trillion+. We're the biggest consumers. Everybody gets your Social Security. All your private information you give to everybody. If they call your phone right now, you'll give it to them right over the phone. Social Security number, all that. That's private. Only two people got permission to get that. So we just giving out this information. We passing out. You got an ID. Your home residence is supposed to be private. Your ID got straight to where you live. All public information. People just pull this stuff up. That ain't private. So you living in a world that's all public information, that's all designed for you and about you, and you don't even understand it. And you getting benefits. You a beneficiary of a trust. That's how you can go apply for welfare, and they give you all this little stuff, and they pay you. You're the beneficiary, but really, the trust was created in your image and likeness. Shit, all you got to do is put a claim to it and let them keep generating like they keep generating. That's how y'all put y'all class action lawsuits on the corporations. All of them got an injury. You got an injury claim against them. But you got to be in your natural self. They won't give reparations to blacks. No. Blacks is copyrighted through the Constitution. That's copyrighted property. That's a property tag. Negro is property tag. Yeah, when you go to the NFL or any one of them places, when you go to the Olympics, all the exploits for the blacks, all that is copyrighted property of the United States of America. That's the corporation. That's the United States of America. That's the corporation. So all that is where it's on. Hold on here, Mo.
I'm listening, Mo.
Hold on, I had to go somewhere real quick and check something on my Oh, here it go, right here. I had to extend my time for a minute, man. Real quick. So, Mo, that's how we're going. Anyway, Mo, y'all keep tapping in, man. I was trying to extend my thing on here. I couldn't see what I did today. I didn't do it this time. Okay.
Well,
all right, you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah, I hear you, Mo.
So that's the thing. It's just about, bro, it's just about doing better, bro, knowing better and teaching our children, bro, the ones under, really enlightening them, bro. They got to study this stuff, bro. You got to make them watch YouTubes and study stuff and get the understanding of who we are, bro. The good people y'all can listen to out there, you can look at, like, Jonah Bay. You look at the Jonah Bay. What's the brother name who be doing all the native stuff on YouTube? I got to think of his name right now. Oh, Dan Calloway. Listen to Dan Calloway. Dan Calloway go hard on the native, on who the native and the aboriginal and all that stuff around here. Y'all tune in to people like him, Dan Calloway and Jonah Bay and different people out there, man. It's different forms of stuff. You can just listen to different stuff and find out what's going on, bro, because it's more than what we've been taught, bro. That's what y'all got to understand. It's more than what, it's obvious. Look at our condition. Look at our condition, bro. Look at COVID. How it just hit all the black people. It said, oh, it breaks down the black people. Why? They say it's because our conditions are suffering. Our immune systems, our psychological is all broken down. And we're more immune than anybody. We're more susceptible than anybody. Man, this stuff is by design, bro. People are waking up. People are waking up in so large numbers and knowing that we at home. You see it on YouTube and stuff all the time, bro. People are waking up. So they got to increase what they got to do to stay in power, bro. And look, if they took the country by death and destruction by slaughter, man, look, the prophecy is that it's going to be blood up to the horse's brow in the street. Y'all don't see, listen, y'all live in the country. Y'all live in the South. Y'all still see the trains passing by the train tracks. Y'all don't see all the military stuff to be passing by. Y'all ain't been seeing that over the months. Y'all ain't seen military stuff pass through the states. Man, I know in Texas, man, military stuff passing through, and I'm like, where is it going? This UN stuff, man. Listen, do you know they got stuff on the freeways? You know how the freeways set up? You know they could, the National Guard could put up barriers and block the freeways off in a national emergency. You have to go anywhere that they put their cones and stuff out and tell you where to go. You might just drive down the freeway one day and it'd be martial law, and they telling you where to go somewhere. And you're like, where the hell is we going? And just for miles, cars just going somewhere, and bro, they might be ushering you to a big old dome somewhere where they said to exterminate you, bro. History repeats itself. Do you know Hitler and them still alive? Do you know their people still alive? The Roman Empire still alive. Y'all be all forgot about that. Man, they put their own people in the oven. What you think they'll do to you? Man, I'll be on you on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey, man. Don't forget to tap into the website, Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. Man, it's a lot of information packages and stuff on there, man. We do help you build your credit, authorized users, trade line. I mean, we do the business formation so you got fundability, take care of business fast, man, with all that, man, so you build your stuff up so live better out there. It's about living better. You go buy everything in the house on credit. You have a bunch of credit cards in your pocket and know how to use this stuff and utilize it to do business and stuff and how to hedge that stuff together and use your family members to pull that stuff together and do better. Yeah, do like our Mexicano family members be doing, like our Moorish Mexican family be doing. They come over here and live together. Deep. That's right. Deep, and they could get along all in the house, and within 4 or 5 years, they shooting. They got another house shooting. You look up, they all got a house and a car. Yeah, live together, working together, splitting the bills. That saves money, but we can't do that together, man. We be talking about each other, share. I be fucking each other in the house. All kinds of stuff be going on. I'ma say it. You heard it here. That's right. All kinds of shit be going on. Just no trust. We just dogged out. No good. But what you got to do is you got to just start it at home. If you got a girl, you and her get your minds right as one. You teach your children how y'all credit everything, repair, start up businesses and trust. Do nothing in your social name no more. Start setting up them trust in them businesses to do business for you. Start learning what's really going on in the world. Have you a little bit of this, have you a little bit of that, so you won't be left behind. Start building your portfolio, different stuff. Yeah, and just start learning, man, learning each day, sitting at home, staying out the way, learning. Man, you can make more money at home on the internet or finding you a way at home than just going to work hard every day. I know it pays the bill, but at the end of the day, that's all it does pay. That's all it does pay working is pay the bill. And then you got to go back and work again because as soon as emergency come up, we got to go back into that nest egg. Man, damn all that. Hell, we might as well put our minds together. The four of y'all that know each other, the five of y'all, six of y'all that work together, know each other. Shit, y'all could put your minds together and start multiple businesses and hedge y'all money together and create and invest and all kinds of stuff. because you can make money off cryptocurrencies, put y'all money together. One of y'all might not got enough to say it's seven of y'all in there. Say, hey, man, shit, we watching this coin. Look at Bitcoin. It went down to 41,000. We know it's going to jump up soon. Hell, well, you got 500. I got 200. Let's put all this money together and let's put this on this coin. Shit, when that bitch shoot back up to 60-some thousand, bam. Y'all made y'all some money, but who going to think like that? Only one person might do it on his own, but who going to think like that? That's how you got to do it. You got to open up stuff, do it. Work together. Build the community. Look at all the community stores that we had. Look at all the Asian stores. Look at all the Alibaba and them, cousin and them that been in the hood selling liquor and swine and stuff, having stores. None of us had black-owned stores. We didn't put our money together in the hood to own everything. We should have been bought everything out. We should have been knew about that. The hood should have been ours. We was running around taking all the going to jail for it like it was ours. We should have put our money together, everybody, collectively, and balled out, ran the hood, took care of grandma and them, cleaned up the neighborhood, no crime in the neighborhood, listen, just money. But that's the motto. So yeah, I'm going to see who else you got up there on that line, man, that's trying to get in. So that's just the state of what we call Black America, y'all. Just trying to come out of this and understand that we're not Black people, man. That's something they gave to us. If you go study history, it's a lot of books. This is a book by Arthur Kemp. It's called Complete History of the White Race. It's the Europeans from their side, so you get it from their side. you got to study from all angles. So you got to be unbiased. And when you go study it, you go see how we was blacked out of history. How they expelled the Moors out of Spain. And by the way, the three major religions expelled the Moors out of Spain. Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. Just like that. That's who expelled the Moors. Why? Because the Moors, you can't tax like you're doing over here. You can't tax them like that. Yeah, all the taxation without representation, it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? The people have the society is set up different where everybody can flourish. That's why it was so magnificent over there. That's why the empire was so magnificent. The dominion was so big. You know, the sciences and stuff, how we flourish. The etiquette that we uphold. Look at our women. Look how we got our women taking it off. Y'all look forward to that. Seeing some look when you ride down the street, look at that ass. And you pull straight up, whoop, you don't even care about her mind now. And really, she don't even got to look all that good. If that's what pulled you over, shit, you lusting for that ham hock. You want that meat. So really, she ain't even got to look all that good. Really, she probably ain't got to have nothing to be on nothing because you've already been lusted for that. You see? But if you see a woman covered up and you drive down the street, hell, you got to think like hell. You can't even do nothing. Or you can look and see, oh, that's a pretty sister in the face, but you can't lust after her body. See, that keeps your sister, your daughter, your mother from being molested and harmed in society, and you wonder why they treat it the way they are. But that, remember, that's the first civilizer. So if she taking it off and we got her bands and make her dance, we just degrading her. Hell, she's the first civilizer. She the first god. I'm going to just say it that way. Because where's the birth record before the woman? I know. You keep believing that I'm out of the man's rib if you want to. Yeah, I got all my ribs. Shit, if it came out the first one rib, everybody else should have been a replication without the rib. I got all my ribs. I don't know what you're talking about. And who gonna give up their rib? Niggas don't give up ribs. Shit, who gonna give up their rib? You think Adam gave up his rib? Man, y'all playing games, man. We ain't gave up no rib. So that's how that go, man. No, that rib just symbolic of the rib cage. Do you know what the rib cage do? It protects your vital organs. Yeah, that's what she is. That's how vital she is to you. Yeah, you better wake up and smell the bacon. The real kind. So that's how that go, man. We gotta raise the woman up, man. Gotta clean your woman up, man. Gotta put that turban on her, man, and clean her up, man. She don't want to wear that, man. The European got her taking it off. This his image and likeness has been sold to the world because he's benefited off of it. If you could go rap and he could give you millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars to rap, then guess how much he's making. If he could give you hundreds of millions of dollars to go dribble the basketball and shut up, then how much is he making? If he could give you hundreds of millions of dollars to play baseball, then how much is he making? See, you're just a tool, an instrument. But the whole time, you're being paid off of your own energy because you're the energy, obviously. Because you're the one going out there doing the work, and you're getting paid for it. Ain't that a bitch? I just got to – you're the energy. You're out there doing the work, the dancing, the singing and all that, and somebody's paying you to do what you do. Why you can't just represent yourself and do what you do? They control everything, the industry's everything. That's because you don't know how to work together. But you feeding all this whole machine. But because you can't work together, everybody else is at the controls, and they can feed us. But we running the machine. Look at all the commercials. Watch them. I don't care what they sell and watch them. It's all dealing with hip-hop. It's all dealing with us, with culture, with swag, with our swagoo. But guess what? It was given to us, the culture, the hanging the pants down. Our people didn't wear stuff like, have our pants hanging down up their ass like that. Man, that's like an invitation. That's like an invitation, man. That's what I was taught. You wear your pants hanging down like that. That's an invitation, man. You invited somebody to something, man. So I don't know what's going on, man. But like I said, that's to each his own. But it's not our culture. You can't study our culture and find that. But black history, it is a part of black. So that's a part of being black. Black history only go back a couple hundred years. But we ancient people. So if you keep claiming black, you're not going to be able to claim a piece of this earth. Then you're not going to be able to claim this hemisphere over here. Because if you keep claiming black, then somebody created you. You forgot who you was before that. Before you was black, you was something. So when they got away with slavery, the institution of slavery, you were supposed to revert back from black. Not go back to black. You were supposed to come out of being black and Negro. That was the stuff they called us. Called us that because it changed. Your great folks and them was Negroes, blacks, colored. We've been Afro-Americans. Now it's African-American. Africa is a continent, that's a company name. In America, she is Central America, South America, North America. Okay? So them are the things we got to understand, man. So I want to see if two of us got some questions out there. Let's see. 228-249-0508. You on the air. You got some questions. Can you hear me?
Hey, Mo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mo.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I just want to know, where can we go to get all this started?
Excuse me?
Paperwork.
Now, what was that? What were you trying to do? What kind of paperwork are you trying to do?
You know, just trying to, get off. Paperwork done, and we can find out this jurisdiction.
Go to the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com and leave your information on there, and it'll hit to my email, and then I'll contact you. I'll start uploading you what you need. That's how y'all do that.
Appreciate that.
Just go to the website and leave your information there, man. And just be like, just let me know where you've been happening at. I know, so I know with one of the guys, and then I'll get right on you.
Okay.
Get you to the information, man, ASAP. You got, you want to know right now? Okay, bro. Well, tap in, bro. I got you.
Okay, I appreciate that, bro.
Okay, 251-295-5985. You on Blog Talk Radio. Can you hear me? You on right now, bro, live. 251-295-5985. You pushing the line right now. Okay, so yeah. So that's okay, so yeah, so that's how we gonna wrap it up today, man. I just wanted to I extended the time a little bit to get the callers in, to get some questions in so they could, if you want to know about any of the processes, about anything that I'm talking about, if you want to get more familiar with it, go to the Legal Empowerment Group 101.com website. Leave your information in there where it say leave your information, leave a message or whatever, your email or whatever it tells you to do. And I will be at you soon. As soon as you leave it, we'll go get at you and start communicating, and we'll go from there to get you in the process, and so you can save yourself and your family. And that's how this goes. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tapping me in the Blog Talk Radio, the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. And keep coming back, man. Keep coming back. Keep tapping in to that website. Don't forget to go to queenkitty.net. And don't forget to go to Queen Kitty at Instagram. And don't forget to go to supernaturalgalleries.com. That's supernaturalgalleries.com. Go get that S-Gala coin, S-G-A-L-A. And that's that token. That's that token. And it's pre-ITO right now. You can go check it out on the different platforms, Pancake Swap and the Coin Alphas and different stuff. See how it's moving right now in the private. And then when it go public, you'll be a benefactor. If you go to legalempowermentgroup101.com, mention Blog Talk Radio, and you get your Queen Kitty. Go have a discount for the feminine products. If you order the feminine products for your girls or the girls order them for themselves, mention Blog Talk Radio for that. And any of our products, man, you mention Blog Talk Radio, man, we got something for you, some kind of discount, some kind of plug, all right? Make sure y'all tap into that. Once again, I just want to thank y'all for sliding through. Make sure y'all come again. And don't forget to go to health.info. That's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. And donate, man. It takes up the information cost. It costs thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to go get information on business and credit repair and business formation. We know how to do all that. And that stuff costs, man. It costs finances. So if you could support the cause, health, we go out to do public work in the community. We got trucks in California and in Texas. We got pictures on there, live pictures of us. We do work in the hood, man. We come through the hood like Robin Hood, man. That's why we get it from the rich man and come give it to the poor, man. We ain't holding on to it, flourishing off of it, man. We come giving them goods away, dropping off to a hill near you. You might see us pull up. So it's going to a good cause. You want to do something good? Do that, man. So go to that health.info. That's what health with the dashes. The word health, like healthcare with the dashes. h-e-a-l-t-h.info. Once again, thank y'all and slide through. See y'all soon.
M20s, I got mama screaming hallelujah. Let the same block, but where we from, that's how they do it. If you from the city, boy, you better rip it fully. I came from the money, 20 B's and that'll do it. I'm the only one to fill it, the boys in the arena. Rubber 100 million when I say the whole I mean. Gucci on my back, I keep the bitches at my business. I'm just living lavish, just smoking on the limit. I be bobbing weed and I don't even stop to get it. Know you niggas watching, let you pick it up and split. Digging to your pocket, trying to get a batch of feelings. When I hit my target, told you niggas I'm the richest that I ever been. The richest that I ever been. Richer than I ever been. Richer than I ever been. The richest that I ever been. Richer that I ever been. Richer than I ever been. Living to my fullest speed. Richer than I ever been.
Motherfucker, I got more money than all them niggas.
Richer than I ever been.
My daddy got no money.
It may not be.